Patient safety is one of the key issues in all health systems because it addresses an often overlooked need. All patients come to doctors, ambulatory care clinics, or hospitals to seek care, and no patient expects to be harmed during that experience. But in reality, that is quite common. So the statistics are dire that 1 in 10 patients who go to a hospital are harmed while receiving care. And this is not a result of the underlying condition why they're there. You're there with an appendicitis, but it is by the care provided.
What are some of the reasons why the issue is often overlooked in national policy and even in global agendas?
When we think of safety incidents, and we have a current example just now with the awfully tragic crash of that Germanwings airplane in the French Alps, safety incidents in other industries are highly visible. You have disasters on oil drilling platforms, you have an airplane going down, you have a large number of people getting harmed in an extremely visible way, and the globe knows about it almost instantly. When you look at, say, the United States, for instance, you have about 5,000 hospitals in the U.S., and any given day, there are thousands of people harmed in each one of those hospitals, but that harm is distributed across thousands of hospitals. It's the equivalent in the U.S. alone of a 747 crashing with the loss of lives of all aboard every 2 days, at least 100,000 avoidable deaths a year. But they occur distributed over thousands of hospitals, and those stories are not told cohesively. So it is a relatively hidden issue, except for the families and the individuals who suffer the harm.
And how has the failure to address this growing concern of patient safety, you know, contributed to waste in many of the healthcare systems?
Waste is one interesting way of looking at it, and we can give lots of examples. In the EU, for instance, the cost to the healthcare systems of unnecessary harm is just about 5.5 billion euros. It's a huge economic impact, but of course that money should be spent on investing in healthcare, not in what is wasted as a result of that. What are some of the drivers of this? First driver, of course, is that healthcare is incredibly complex. This is an industry with multiple stakeholders, dealing with people that are in physical or emotional distress. It isn't quite as easy as making an airplane stay up in the air safely. So there's enormous complexity. But to a certain extent, that is also an excuse because there are many techniques on the workforce side and technology side that other industries have adopted decades ago that healthcare still has not adopted. And not all of it requires, actually most of it does not require a big investment in terms of resources. Most of it actually has to do with how you train staff to work together and to work with the patient in order to prevent harm. So it is really a failure of health systems and healthcare organizations globally because there are really not many that can claim that they have gotten this right.
Let's talk about this Safer Care Accelerator program. What exactly do you hope to achieve and how will you turn the situation around through such a campaign?
So the Safer Care Accelerator is an initiative through a collaboration called the Leading Health Systems Network. It's a collaboration between WISH and Imperial College in London and McKinsey and Company, the healthcare consultants. It brings together health systems to work on common topics, one of them being patient safety. Why does that matter? It matters because regardless of where you are in the world, some of these issues are always the same. So let's look at a couple of examples of patient safety incidents, medication errors. The wrong drug was administered to the wrong patient at the wrong time. That happens in Mauritius as much as it happens in Morocco or in any other place around the world. And there are evidence-based practices on how you can reduce or completely eliminate medication errors. The problem is that health systems tend to try and reinvent the wheel in isolation all over the place, when in reality there are health systems around the globe doing the same thing. And it's important to start sharing the successes, the failures, the best practices, and the best ideas. So the Safer Care Accelerator brings together about a dozen health systems from around the world, truly spanning the globe, to compare notes on how they work across patient safety, how they track those events, you know, how do you record when something goes wrong, how you learn from them, what the best practices are in eliminating them.
How different is this program from others that have been launched in the past to ensure that healthcare systems don't harm the very same people that they're trying to help?
There are fantastic international collaborations already on patient safety, not least through the World Health Organization, through the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. And as WISH here now speaking as one of the participating and sponsoring organizations, we are always very conscious that there's great work already going on. And we never want to be duplicative of those efforts, but rather to serve as an echo chamber or an accelerator. So the reason this is different, we are working largely with people who actually operate healthcare systems. This is not so much at the policy level as it is at the operational level, but still with populations. So we are dealing with people who provide care to entire populations. The second thing is we're going to do this in a way that starts with data. So what we're going to do is to actually figure out how do you report patient safety incidents? What kind of data do you use? At the end of it, we will be able to say to each of the participating healthcare systems, this is what you do well. This is where, compared to the peer group, you might want to improve and pay attention. Here is why, and here is who's doing really well that you could learn from.